Among the tens of thousands coming from Central America are children who speak little or no Spanish. A lot of them are from indigenous Mayan communities in Guatemala. Hansi Lo Wong of NPR's Code Switch team has that story.
16-year-old Rafael Domingo rode a bus, walked for miles, and crossed a river before he was stopped at the Texas border. It was so difficult to come to this country, says Rafael, whose journey in the U.S. began in May and for now has stopped in Florida's Palm Beach County.
This morning, I saw...
Since reuniting with his aunt's family in Lake Worth, Rafael has been attending English classes at the Guatemalan Maya Center, where folding tables and chairs and traditional Mayan textiles hanging along shelves help transform a former loading dock into a classroom. Spanish isn't Rafael's first language. He grew up in Guatemala speaking Canjobal, one of more than 20 Mayan languages.
The unspoken assumption is that everyone in Latin America speaks Spanish, or all immigrants from Latin America come to the U.S. knowing Spanish.
Attorney Maureen Keffer of California Rural Legal Assistance directs a program for indigenous farm workers. She says a common misperception about her clients and the indigenous children crossing the border is that the languages that they speak are just dialects of Spanish. For instance,
Hola, ¿cómo está? ¿Qué mabang shesh?
That's, Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yes.
Very different.
Very different.
For more than two decades, Sheba Velasco has served as an interpreter of Ixil, a Mayan language mainly spoken in the highlands of Guatemala. Interpreting in person or by phone has always been a side job, but she says work has picked up as more unaccompanied children enter the U.S. from Guatemala.
Way more busy this year. Before, probably maybe once or maybe three times a month. And now it's like four calls or five calls a week.
Wow.
Yeah, and I can't do all of it.
It's unclear how many of the 12,000-plus Guatemalan children who have crossed the border so far this year are of Mayan descent, but there are two telling numbers about their demographics. About 40% of Guatemalans identify as indigenous, and among the top 25 languages used in immigration courts last year, number 25 was a Mayan language called Quiche.
Quiche is actually one of the easier ones to find for the more isolated indigenous languages like Popti or Ixol, Acateco even sometimes, Conjobal. It's very, very difficult to find an interpreter.
Attorney Diana Tafer represents immigrant children for the National Immigrant Justice Center in Chicago. So far this year, they've already doubled the number of indigenous clients they had in the first half of 2013. It's meant more pressure to find Mayan language speakers in a small pool of interpreters. Pablo Campos retired 2 years ago as a deputy field operations director for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
As a manager, I would expect that there would be some delays in processing completely and accurately any large number of people for which we have no translation services available immediately.
Campos says immigration officials sometimes relied on the limited Spanish of an indigenous child to communicate when an interpreter could not be found. And in immigration court, translation services are especially critical in determining a child's future, says Dana Lee Marks, president of the National Association of Immigration Judges.
Many of the facts that we need are not something that you find in documents. You need to hear people's stories and understand why they're here and how they got here.
I came from Guatemala to here because I miss my mom. I want to know where she at, and my older brother. He told me, let's go. Let's go find out our mom.
15-year-old Hugo Pascual Tomas Manuel grew up with his grandparents speaking Canjobal. He says he learned some Spanish while spending more than 3 weeks in detention after he and his brother were caught entering Texas. Now living with his parents in Lake Worth, Florida, he says he's determined to learn English. Hansi Luong, NPR News, Palm Beach, Florida.